On the record. On News Talk.
With Pinergy. Supplying energy with insight to forward-thinking Irish businesses.
Varadkar under fire over IMO pay leak. Leo Varadkar is expected to face sustained questioning in the Dáil after it was confirmed that he disclosed a confidential doctor's pay deal agreement not intended for circulation. Let's talk about that with our first guest this morning. We're joined in studio by the Minister of State for Overseas Development Aid and the Diaspora and Fine Gael TD for Dublin South West, Colm Brophy. Colm, good morning and
good
thank
morning.
You very much for coming in. The full extent of Leo Varadkar's statement yesterday basically boils down to the defence that what he was sharing with the National Association of General Practitioners was in no way sensitive, which doesn't really tally with what anyone else was saying at the time. It doesn't tally with the screen grabs that we saw yesterday from NAGP members. It seems the only person who thinks that what Leo Varadkar shared was not sensitive was in fact Leo Varadkar himself.
Well, I think the important thing we need to remember here is what we were actually talking about at the time was a really good deal which had been negotiated by the government to improve the provision of GP medical services for all the people of the country. It had a really positive outcome for GPs, which was that it rolled back some of the cuts which had been brought in during that initial period of austerity after the collapse of 08. And it was a really positive thing. And I think that we need to remember that, because what the deal actually sets out to do was deliver enhanced medical services, and particularly towards the children of Ireland in terms of free GP access for under 12s and stuff like that, was all part of it. So if you look at what actually happened, it was widely known, I think, in and around the 5th and 6th of April, what the contents of the deal was.
Well, not the whole contents, and we're not here to discuss the merits of the deal. The deal was reached on April the 5th, and there was a statement from the Irish Medical Organisation to that effect that day. There was a statement the following day from the HSE, and there was a statement from the government. And Leo Varadkar, in a statement yesterday, says the fact that the agreement had been reached and the nature of that agreement wasn't something that was confidential or sensitive after the 6th of April. On the contrary, that information was in the public domain. Now, if that were true, then first of all, why did he have to go so informally in texting the president of the NAGP asking for his address to send it on, when surely if this was all above board, he could have gone through the formal route and sent it to NAGP offices?
Well, I think the Taoiseach has made it very clear in his comments yesterday and the statement that he made, and he'll take obviously questions on this during the week, he's no problem in doing that, is that it probably could have been done better in terms of communicating out. But the process of communicating out, what was widely known from the 5th, 6th of April in terms of the deal, is that you want as many GPs on board as possible. I mean, that's the way regulations govern the way in which GPs work. They work as independent contractors. You want as many of them as possible to be on board and to accept and to be working this deal, because the deal was a good deal for GPs and it was a good deal for enhanced medical services.
But again, why the need to go through this informal means of sending him
out
a soft copy in the post?
I think the Taoiseach has said it could have been, in looking back on it, obviously, there could have been a better way of communicating that out. But the information, to get that information out there, was the right thing to do, so as you could have buy-in from as many GPs as possible to it. And again, at the heart of it is this, you know, there's an article there which is completely wrong, and the Taoiseach has said what we have here is an issue around how that communication took place. Absolutely could have been done better. But it's a really positive, if you actually think about what we were dealing with there, it's a really positive thing, which has improved GP services.
Obviously, the villagers are standing over their article, and we're not here to judge about the merits of it. What we're here to discuss particularly is Leo Varadkar's behaviour in what he confirms he has done, which was to share this deal, albeit through these slightly informal means. First of all, if it was a legitimate goal to try and cultivate support for this deal among other GPs, then why wouldn't this correspondence have come from the Department of Health? Because my understanding is that they didn't know that Leo Varadkar was offering this to the NAGP and that they had no knowledge that this was going on.
Well, I think the Taoiseach will have an opportunity to answer all those very specific questions in relation as to the way and the process and the how and the where. But at the end of it, he has made it clear, as of from yesterday, it could have and should have probably been done in a better way. It wasn't. But the key thing is getting the information out, I think, was the right thing.
But you don't think there's anything untoward about the fact that the Department of Health, which was the main stakeholder department that was reaching this deal, didn't know anything about the Taoiseach of the day sharing it with a rival group?
I don't think there's anything untoward. I think the key thing is that what was being looked for at the time, and I think was absolutely important, was to have the maximum buy-in for the GPs of Ireland for a deal that was very good for them, a deal that was in public knowledge from the 5th of April approximately, and a deal that provided increased medical services. So I think, you know, yeah, as the Taoiseach has made quite clear, it could have been done a bit better, but a really, really positive deal for everybody, getting that information out, I think that was the right thing.
Why did the document then, if it was all out there and the details weren't in any way secret, why did the physical copy of the document sent out by Leo Varadkar come with a cover page that still said it was draft and confidential and came with a handwritten addendum saying that it was still open to be changed? Yeah, that doesn't give you the impression of a document which is all set in stone and which contents are public.
Well, I think, you know, that's on the very specifics of could it have been done better, should it have been done in a slightly different way. Everybody now accepts that's probably the case. But the actual deal as such was a good deal, and getting that information out there was the right.
But it goes beyond the whole question of whether it was a good deal or not. If Leo Varadkar is saying that this deal was public and that there was nothing untoward or nothing covert or nothing inappropriate at all about sharing the document, and he's sending a document which literally has on its cover page a memo saying that it's still confidential.
Yeah, but you see,
you can't have it both ways. You can't send something that says confidential on the front page and then tell us afterwards that this is all above board.
Yeah, but what you are choosing to omit in saying that is that the contents of what was there was widely known. As of from the 5th of April, the actual deal, and the IMO had gone and put out statements which were very detailed and contained huge tracts of information about it. Because remember, they were involved in getting the people who were members of the IMO to buy into the deal. So the idea that there was anything in it that wasn't really widely known, you know, it comes down to, could it have been communicated better? Yes. Has the Taoiseach acknowledged that and that it probably should have been done in a different way? But at the heart of it, you have a good deal. What was good for government, what was good for GPs, but, and getting that information
again,
out
again, Minister,
there to
with respect,
was the right thing.
We're not discussing the merits of the deal. We're discussing whether it was appropriate and correct for the Taoiseach of the day to have shared it in the way that he did. If the document was so public, and if the details were already in the public domain for almost a fortnight before the NEGP received this, then why in the screen grabs do they act as if that this is some sort of covertly obtained document? Why do they talk about needing to protect the source that sent it to Matthew O'Toole? And why do they talk about the need to, you know, act very carefully and not to jump up and down about this if all the documents or all the details were already in the domain anyway?
Well, again, questions like that probably better put to them, but I mean, I think...
Are they not questions that the Taoiseach should have been very upfront in answering yesterday?
I think the key thing as well, the Taoiseach, by the way, will go into the Dáil and will give full set of answers to all the questions. He's, you know, the great thing about Leo is that he's always willing to do that. He's always willing. He's one of the politicians in Ireland that people respect because he's upfront. He has complete integrity. He has always been able and willing to answer questions on anything to do with his actions. And I think that'll be shown quite clearly. And I think what he has acknowledged in the initial thing, two things we have to bear in mind, in that in his own statement, he pointed out there's complete inaccuracies in the stories and in terms of the publication that yesterday, and the fact that, yes, something could have been done better. But at the heart of it, I still go back to, there's no getting away from the fact that the important thing was this was a really good deal for the people of Ireland in terms of enhanced GP medical services. It was a really good deal for the GPs of Ireland. But it was a great thing that,
but
you know,
again,
this
you're,
had been
you're
achieved.
Entertaining the merits of the deal, and that's not what we're here to discuss. And incidentally, you say that Leo Varadkar is available to answer questions. We did invite him on the programme this morning. We're obviously very pleased that you were able to attend, but he himself wasn't available to answer some of these questions himself, which is regrettable but understandable perhaps. Then why on April the 17th?
Well, I'm delighted that you are acknowledging that I'm here
to do that on his anyone coming in.
Unfortunately, I'm not Leo. I'm not the Taoiseach.
We appreciate anyone coming in to address the questions because they are quite significant questions. And another one is the fact that why on April the 17th, when Simon Harris was presiding over Dáil statements about this new GP arrangement, why in that debate would the likes of Stephen Donnelly, the likes of Louise O'Reilly and the likes of Roisin Shortall all tell the Dáil on the record that the formalities of the deal still weren't out, and that even IMO members themselves only knew bits and pieces of the deal and hadn't seen the full draft? That doesn't tally with the attitude of someone who was sharing a full document because there was nothing significant in it.
Well, there was significant information out there. Now, I mean, I can't comment on individual statements that people made at the time without obviously having a chance to look back at it. But you can't get around the fact that the knowledge of what was in that deal was widely available from the 5th of April, that there had been very strong statements made in it by the IMO. Obviously, there was a process of communicating what was in the deal that had been agreed to the membership and the GPs of Ireland, because you need to have a deal like this succeed under Irish legislation. You need to have individual buy-in from all the GPs. So,
but that doesn't tally, though, with the statements of Stephen Donnelly, with the statements of Roisin Shortall, even with the statements of the NEGP IGP themselves as well, because on that very evening they were also calling for the release, the full release of this deal, which wouldn't be something that they'd be calling for if they had already received a full copy of that deal in entirely above board ways.
But the contents of the information from the 5th of April were out there. They were released out there, and people had a really good knowledge of what was in the deal, because it was viewed as a really...
Was Stephen Donnelly, who is now the Minister for Health, was he just wrong in telling the Dáil that it wasn't out there?
Well, you know...
Was he uninformed?
The key thing is, you know, Stephen obviously was making a point. He was the opposition spokesperson at the time, and he was making a point, but the government had gone out of their way to negotiate a very good deal to make that information available from the 5th of April, along with the IMO, and that information was out there.
If all of this engagement was completely above board, should we not have expected there to be a filing with the Standards and Public Office Commission under the NAGP's lobbying returns? Because they returned a declaration for the first 4 months of last year where they engaged with four members of Fine Gael seeking the right to be participants in the negotiations, which we know they weren't because the IMO was the only recognised vehicle. But they didn't disclose any contact with the Taoiseach or anyone else about the substance of the deal or trying to gain access to the deal. Should they not have disclosed that?
Well,
if this was all above board?
I mean, to be honest, that is definitely a question which you'll have to pose to them. I mean, the key thing is an organisation like that is going to be engaged on behalf of its members with the government on all occasions to do with medical issues that affect its members, and how they return their own returns is a matter for them. But you would expect them to be fully engaged with both... local public representatives, the length and breadth of the country, and the government on any issue that affected their members.
Tuesday is still about 2.5 days away by the time that Leo Varadkar would get to go into the Dáil chamber and get on his feet and answer any questions around this. That's another 52 or 53 hours before he'll have an opportunity to do that. Is that soon enough? Is it appropriate that he would allow some of these questions that you haven't been able to answer today to allow them go unanswered until then?
Well, I'm a great believer in the Dáil as the parliament of our country and the forum in which people should answer questions. I think it's appropriate. I think it's right. I think it's one of the things that gives people who are opposition TDs and spokespersons a chance to fully engage and do that.
So it's not the only forum, though.
I'm very pleased that the Taoiseach is going to do it by answering questions in the Dáil.
And are you confident then that when the Taoiseach himself, Micheál Martin, stands and takes leaders' questions about an hour or so beforehand, that he'll be able to state his full confidence in his Taoiseach?
Oh, listen, the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach were one on this yesterday. The Taoiseach spoke to both the Taoiseach and he spoke to the leader of the Green Party, Eamon Ryan, and I mean it's quite clear that both of them, from the comments they have made through their statements, are of the belief that the Taoiseach will be engaging in answering questions.
They're not completely at one, because Leo Varadkar has said that it wasn't best practice to share this deal with the NAGP in the way that he did. Micheál Martin and indeed the Green Party have gone a step further. They say that it's not appropriate.
Well,
that's a substantive thing. They say that he acted inappropriately. That's different to saying that it's just not best practice.
I think what actually happened is that everybody is in agreement that what happened probably shouldn't have been the exact way that it happened, and the Taoiseach has made that quite clear. He accepts that in his statement. So I think it is, you know, at one on this, that the process of doing this is questions in the Dáil, and the Taoiseach will take those questions. And but again, as I come back to it, because the key thing is, and can be very easily forgotten, is a really good deal in terms of enhanced medical services for people and for particularly
with
children.
With respect, Minister, like, you keep saying it's the key thing, and I keep saying again, I'm trying to say it quite insistently, that what we're not discussing is the merits of the deal. We're discussing the manner in which the deal was communicated and whether it was all done appropriately. But on that note, there are a lot of members of the industrial relations community, and particularly saw a lot of reaction yesterday from members of the Irish Medical Organisation, who were very upset that the IMO is the only recognised vehicle through which GPs can engage with the government to discuss industrial issues like the rollout of certain GP projects or funding of general practice care. And they don't feel like they would have very much faith in any future negotiations that Leo Varadkar might be involved in, because there would now be questions as to whether he was acting in good faith or whether the process could be betrayed again. And that's particularly important when there's a brand new public sector pay deal that's required in a couple of months, because the existing PSSA deal expires at the end of December. We're going to need a new public sector pay deal done pretty quickly, and it's not going to be a very easy round of discussions because of the financial situation that we're now in. There are some serious questions around whether that deal or those talks can even proceed if Leo Varadkar remains in his role as the minister responsible for industrial relations?
Well, a couple of things there. The first thing is that I think Leo has proven through his involvement and leadership of government that he really has an excellent track record at delivering deals and negotiating public sector deals on behalf of the government for the country to improve services and improve paying conditions for people who work for the state. The second thing is it's really important to remember from the IMO perspective and whatever, that in regards as to how a deal relating to GPs works, GPs, individual contractors, every single one of them must buy into a deal on an individual basis. So, but your core point as to whether or not
he might be a very skilled negotiator, but there are serious doubts as to whether he'd be negotiating in good faith, and those are doubts that had never existed
absolutely.
Before.
Listen, I mean, you're not going to get anybody, I think, in this country who does not accept the fact that Leo Varadkar's integrity and position as a politician in this country, people respect because he speaks his mind, he speaks it very clearly, and he is an excellent, I think, minister and negotiator when it comes to this type of area. I'm delighted he'll be at the heart of negotiating this future deal.
But I don't think that some of the other participants in those deal will feel that he can be an honest broker.
Oh, well, I think, listen, I think he will be there, and as the Taoiseach of our country and as the line minister responsible, I think he'll do an excellent deal.
Is it the case that Leo Varadkar is now asking for slightly more forbearance from Eamon Ryan and from Micheál Martin than he himself showed to the likes of Dennis Nocton or even Phil Hogan in the past?
No.
Because we know, as I said earlier, we know that the leaders of the other two coalition parties don't believe that what he did was appropriate. It goes beyond whether it was best practice. They're saying, Eamon Ryan on the record and Fianna Fáil sources off the record are saying that that what he did was not appropriate.
No, I think you have to remember, I think that what the Taoiseach did at the time was, and it could have been done better, as he says himself, but it was really important. You had a deal which was really good in terms of delivering those increased medical services, as I've talked about, and getting that information out there so as you would have the maximum buy-in to that was a really important thing to do.
So the next time there's a really good budget and you think that the next government budget is really well put together and that it deals with all the financial concerns that the state has, if you think it's a really good deal, does that mean that you'll be issuing a press release the day before budget day to put all the details out in the public domain?
Gavin, without in any way taking from the seriousness of our discussion, I have watched your good self read out the content of recent budgets line for line, even with the commas in place, about 3 days before the minister stands up to deliver them. So I think it's only a case of how many days in advance, not actually whether it is done in advance.
Okay, well, but point taken, but I think that the bones of the question, aside from that example, remains that should people then, you know, does this completely betray any sense of procedure or any sense of propriety? That if the details are largely out there, that should just fire away and just share the details. I mean, we know that people can't do that. We know you have to wait for formal publication before you can act on a lot of these things. And there are still serious questions as to whether it was formal or appropriate. And indeed, his own government partners say that he shouldn't have shared this document in the way that he did.
No, I mean, I think it's important to remember that the Taoiseach will, when he's answering the questions, he'll go through all of this. But the process where the information was conveyed wasn't done in the best possible way. But the end goal of what everyone was trying to achieve was, I think, a very desirable outcome.
Minister Colin Brophy, Fine Gael TD for Dublin South West and Minister of State for Overseas Development Aid and Diaspora, thank you for coming in to speak to us this morning.